From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The vote count still going on in Tuesday's presidential primary election in the U.S. state of New York. New York businessman Donald Trump is projected by media to be the winner on the Republican side. He addressed his supporters.
The people of this country and the people of this state truly are great and amazing people. We are going to be so strong again. We are going to be really, I mean, legitimately so great again. And I just can't wait.
The second place in New York is projected to go to Ohio Governor John Kasich. There was a closer race between the two Democratic candidates, but when all the votes are counted, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton is projected by media to be the winner, beating Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. Prospects for a political resolution to Syria's civil war dimmed after the main opposition group pulled back from UN-facilitated talks with the Syrian government. The opposition High Negotiations Committee called on the International Syria Support Group to intervene. Salem Mezlet is a spokesman.
We're not walking away from the negotiation. We are really willing to continue the negotiation, but something has to be done on the ground in Syria.
There has been an uptick in fighting since the two sides agreed on a ceasefire. A group of Taliban insurgents attacked a building in the Afghan capital, Kabul, Tuesday. Officials say the building housed a special unit in the Afghan security force responsible for protecting government officials. The attack began with a suicide bomber blowing up a vehicle at the entrance. Officials said the ensuing gunfight between the assailants and Afghan security forces left all of the attackers dead. At least 30 people were killed, more than 327 wounded. This is VOA News.